you want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. But it warns us that wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking again today about the therapeutic movement. We talk too much. God says, I have seen your sufferings. I have heard your cries. I know. And God has been reminding me of that. When I want to run off my mouth about something that has happened to me that was bad, the Lord says to me in that still small voice, is it not enough that I know? I have seen your sufferings. I have heard your cries. I know. My daughter Valerie called me not long ago, and she said, Mama, how much sharing is really helpful, let alone really necessary? She's a pastor's wife, and it's a pretty dangerous business for a pastor's wife to be sharing much of anything about their private life or their home life, because it will certainly be common knowledge among the entire congregation. But she's aware of the fact that there are certain people in the church who want to share everything with everybody, and they can become a very great burden to some of the other people in the church. And she and one of the wiser, more sensible older women in the church had been discussing this matter of sharing, and so she just wanted my opinion. And I said to her what I said at the beginning of this program, we talk too much. I am convinced we do far too much talking about ourselves, our hurts, our pains. If we talk about our own pain, what about the people that have to listen? They've got theirs too. Is it really necessary? Is it not enough that God knows? Psalm 147, verses 3 and 4 are good reminders, something that we need to remember and live by. It says, the Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. The Lord does that. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord, mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Are you humble enough to be sustained? Are you brokenhearted? Are you wounded? Of course, we all are, we all have been, we all will be again. How about taking it to the one who names the stars and leads them out? He knew what was going to happen to you before you were born, long before the world was founded. And he's the one who knows how to heal your broken heart. One lady wrote to me for counseling, and the first thing she said was, don't give me any Bible verses. Well, she wrote to the wrong lady, of course, because I don't have any other kind of wisdom to give. And I wondered how seriously she has read the Bible. What experience of scouring God's book for what he wants to say in the darkest time? Ruth Graham told me that when she was in her teens, she went away to school, and she was terribly homesick. She was devastated at being away from home at a great distance. But she said, it never crossed my mind to go and tell my teachers. She said, that's when I learned to take my troubles to the Lord. As a teenage girl, the Apostle Peter wrote his epistle to exiles, people who were suffering in all sorts of ways. Let me read to you from 1 Peter 1, verses 6 to 9. He says, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. He wants to save us every day from ourselves, from our selfishness, from our bitterness, from our resentment. We don't know how to find comfort because we haven't acquainted ourselves with him and with his word. The book of Job says, "Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace." Is the Bible superficial? Is it deficient? One well-known Christian counselor on the radio said to one lady who called in explaining her problem, this is what he actually said, "This is not the sort of problem you can take only to God." And I would ask, suppose there were nowhere else in the world to take it. There are many people, by far the largest majority of the people in the world, have no access to professional counseling. But there isn't the remotest corner of earth in which everyone who lives there has not access to God himself. He is our wonderful counselor. He is the comforter. Suppose there were nowhere else to take it. The psychiatrist told the lady, "This is not the sort of problem you can take only to God." I've been in situations where there was nowhere else to take it, where I suppose if I had been inclined, I would have sought counseling somehow. I would have been told, at least, that I should. It never crossed my mind. In Galatians 1, 11 to 24, Paul says, "I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. I was advancing in Judaism beyond many Jews of my own age and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who set me apart from birth and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not consult any man, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was. But I went immediately into Arabia and later returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother." I believe that it's most important that we take the principle that Paul used here and go first to God. Now, he was able to take 3 years in the wilderness of talking with God and listening to God. Very few of us would be able to do that. But it is a principle, isn't it? Take it to the Lord in prayer. Yes, Paul was an apostle. You and I are ordinary folks. But it might just be that there's a principle here. This is my plea. Spend time alone, silent, speaking to no one but God. That is the best starting place. People often say to me, "But I have prayed. I did take it to God. I didn't get an answer. I wasn't helped." Perhaps you didn't listen. Perhaps you didn't wait patiently on the Lord. Did he show you, perhaps, in that silent time, one matter in which you needed to obey? And did you? Did you obey in that one seemingly trivial thing? Now, what should be our response to the therapeutic movement? First of all, we need to maintain a right attitude. In 2 Timothy 2, 24 and 25, it says, "The Lord's bondservant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful, and those who oppose him, he must gently instruct." Avoid anger. avoid arrogance. Secondly, we must recognize the sufficiency of Christ, of His grace, and of the Word of God. Christ is sufficient. My grace, He has told us, is all you need. In Colossians 2, we read, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden, listen now, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. Now let's think about the sufficiency of grace. You remember the context in which the Apostle Paul learned that tremendous lesson, my grace is sufficient for you. It was in the midst of pain. A thorn, he said, a thorn in his flesh. Now that could be anything. It might have been a sharp physical pain. It might have been emotional pain. It might have been mental confusion. Whatever it was something that he was bothered by, and he needed help, and he wanted to get rid of it. Where did he go? He went to God, asking him to remove it, and God's answer was no. My grace is all you need. There may be some listening to me today who will truly find that, after all, it was only grace that they needed.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.